نطلب لكل هات بليز خنبدأو
فورو ما نطلب
من الاستراز من سميركم سنيوري خان كومبلو اللي دينتين لقى دوار الكوميتات الكونتيت فبليشي دوار الطرق وفوق طلبة معمولة من لونه ريتشارز بوحجار قبل ما نكمبلو بالمنوتي عنا طلبة من ناحة تالميديا بيجي يكون يستهيب في المياولة والبارتي تدان الكوميتات تكون يقبلونا عن موبايل ميمري
jekk tkun fall-aħħar darba l-ewwel.
L-ewwel l-ewwel 5 minuti. L-ewwel 6 minuti u mbagħad inkomplu. Peress li hemm bil nistieden il-midja biex tidħolu tiffilmja. Issa mmorru għal approvazzjoni tal-minuti tal-aħħar laqgħa 4 ta' Marzu 2007. Ma jidhirx li hemm xi oġġezzjonijiet għal minuti. Allora, il-minuti kif jitruwaw huma approvati. Naddu għal xi korrespondenza, x'kien hemm xi korrespondenza, nitlob is-segretarja li tgħaddi l-korrespondenza li waslet il-Kumitat.
It's from Balta mill-Auditor Ġenerali, li ċ-Chairman tal-Public Accounts Committee, informazzjoni dwar inċidenti fil-post tax-xogħol, kif nitlu minnek fit-16 ta' Jannar 2007. Waqt laqa li kenna fil-fiċċju tiegħi qed ippreżentalek statistika dwar inċidenti u fatalitajiet konnessi mal-post tax-xogħol fis-snin 2003-2006 kif miġbura minn sorsi indikati. Waw il-lista hawnhekk.
Dik hija l-korrespondenza li għandna llum nistgħu dawn nibdew bid-diskussjoni dwar l-infiq li sar mill-awtorità dwar it-trasport fil-bini ta' toroq permezz tal-fondi tal-protokoll Taljan. Nitlob illi il-persuni konċernati li jista' jagħżel lill-Ministru biex jesqgħu qudiem hawnhekk ħalli nkun nistgħu nibdew jgħidilna minnhom.
Naħseb il-Perit Mario Ellul u Professor Simar naħseb. Professor, can you join us on the table? Ibdajt Mario.
Mela l-onorevoli Baħġar għandu talba dwar xi informazzjoni ġiet mitluba fl-aħħar laqgħa nitolbu ngħid li jgħid x'talab biex narak m'għadix profdu tal dal kumitat.
Fil-fatt skont il-minuti jiena kont tlab li nataw din l-informazzjoni. Il-differenza bejn dak ikkwotata għas-service dakt ġifieri dak ikkwotata tal-1.5 meters u dik li vedu tal-1.8 meters. Mappa li tindika fejn saraw is-service dakt, lista ta' każijiet fejn tiegħi iddiżinjat triq li kellha ssibja ċertu ammont ta' snin u l-utilities infurmaw l-awtorità li s-servis partikolari fuq dik it-triq kien iservi għal ammont ta' snin inqas.
Iva, kuna tlaqtu kol, dettali dwar informazzjoni ta' l-utilities l-LADT u li fuq asar il-planning ta' xogħol li kellu misiru dak li effettivament sabet l-istess awtorità meta ġiet biex twettaħ ix-xogħol. Jifi dwar l-informazzjoni li kellkom u dwar dak li attwalment sibtu. Kan kun din l-informazzjoni.
L-informazzjoni qed hawnhekk u naħseb il-Prejt Mario Allul barra li ħaj jisfottom it-tiegħi naħseb jixtieq jispjega mill-ewwel.
M'għandix oġġezzjoni, ċertament. Għan nitlob il-Mario Allul.
Mela, nibdew bil-pjan ta' service calvers kif ġiet organizzata. mela din il-parti jam dina rawt ormi dinja il-pjanta kolla tal-protokoll taljan. Din il-parti jam dina rawt ormi innaħatijak jiet burmarat sawa unnaħal oħra n-dinajn ija it-triq tazzabih lejn l-imġar sawa pala Serfis Calvert ħanibdew minnaħa tal-mosta ġejjin lejn ħażabut sawa emmek prezentament hemm Serfis Calvert li jibda meħdejn knisja ta' Burmarat u jibqa' tela tiela tela kollha sa fejn San Giuseppe tat-Tarġa u mbagħad il-Calvert jiqaf hemm. Għalhekk bil-propost taħna komplejna minn hemmhekk sar junction ta' lejja.
Ġifieri t-taqida saret
miegħek. It-taqida hemm parti li taqsam it-triq li għadha trid issir.
Ma saritx.
Imur lejn il-Main Street il-mosta lejn in-naħa ta' lejja għax hemmhekk imbagħad jagħtiha triq durumblat il-mosta li hemm id-disi tal-enemal ta' fejn għandhom it-tunnels. Minn hemm l-enemata jħorġu l-kejbils kollha li jitilgħu kemm lejn il-melliħa, kemm lejn il-buġibba u għankemm xi kejbils li għadhom intaqali u jibgħu tilgħin lejn ir-rabatan imtarfa.
Però triq durumblat ma kienx inkluża fil-.
Le, aħna qed naraw fuq network, jiġifieri aħna meta għamilna konsultazzjonijiet mas-servizzi. Mandikawna, per eżempju, li mill-most, mid-disi tal-mosta għandhom pjan li jtellgħu tlet kejbils il-melliħa. Presentament parti minn dan ix-xogħol ġa beda. Ġifieri għalhekk hu mandikawna kemm it-triq tal-imġari triq li tieħdu għaż-żebbieħ, kemm it-triq tal-lejja li tista' potenzjalment jieħdu dawn il-kejbils. Il-Calvert ta' min semmu wkoll li huwa konċentrat ħafna ma fejn hemm il-kejbils tal-Malta. Dan imħabba li l-kejbils tal-Malta huma tqal, huma kopper jew aluminium u jħed ikun diffiċli biex jiġbed dawn il-kejbils tru pipe ducts. Allura dawn il-kejbils ridu jispoġġew bl-idejn ġa dawn il-Calverts. Għalhekk hemm dawn il-Calverts dal-areas. Mirawn dibgħu taqlejja lejn l-imġar hemm l-ewwel parti li kienet saret 1998-1999. Hemmhekk sar biċċa Calvert biex jaqgħad maverġ li huwa pjanat huwa implementat issa mit-tela ta' dwejra lejn iż-żebbieħ. Hemmhekk ukoll kien hemm l-indikazzjoni li l-enemal tista' tagħmel xi kejbils u hemm żewġ mains tal-water services mill-pumping station ta' Torri Falka li jieħdu lejn il-ġibjun ta' Qali. Min ta' lejja lejn it-triq tal-imtarfa dik l-erja li sejħula ta' Boqana, hemmhekk hemm bħala servizzi kien hemm kejbil antik tal-militar tal-Enemalta li dak ġie replaced u kien hemm kejbils mains tad-dawl. Hemmhekk ma kienx hemm infrastruttura qawwija tal-Enemalta u għalhekk bdiet iġis li jsir 3 meter verġ li jiservi wkoll bħala cycling lane u footpath biex in-nies jimxu hemmhekk.
Il-utilities għawnek għaddejjien minn ġol verġ.
Għaddejjien minn ġol bankina fil-ġem ta' triq. Hemm parti oħra wkoll minn fejn kien hemm kamra bl-istatwa fejn tidħol għal ta' Qali, minn hemmhekk lejn l-imtarfa hemmhekk hemm kalvert ieħor imħabba li l-verġ ma kien hemmx biżej spazju ta' 10 piedi biex jispoġġew is-servizzi. Minn roundabout tal-ċimiterju militari tal-imtarfa sa roundabout ta' Dorotej hemmhekk hemm sistema ta' pipe ducts, jiġifieri 6 pipijiet u 4 pipijiet tal-PVC tal-100 li qed iservu bħala communication cables, irrigation, etc. Hawnhekk ma kien hemmx indikazzjoni li hemm xi bżonn xi infrastruttura tal-Enemalta li hija sostanzjali. Mir-roundabout ta' Dorotej lejn ħar ormi hemmhekk hemm infrastruttura ta' kejbils tiela biex tagħti id-dawl lil ħażebuġ u għalhekk hemmhekk ġew implementati service Calvert ukoll bħala parti minn dal-proġett. It-triq l-oħra li fadlinna tas-Siġġiewi hemmhekk is-service Calvert mir-roundabout tal-Midland Hall minn hemm hemm biċċa Calvert li għasar saħdejn is-substation tal-Enemalta fejn hemm ukoll exchange tal-Maltacom u minn hemm hemm connection direct bil-Calvert. Minn hemm lejn is-Siġġiewi hemm l-istess pipe duct li jieħdok lejn is-Siġġiewi hemm 6 pipijiet tal-100 li qed jieħdu lejn is-Siġġiewi. fejn kien hemm partijiet, per eżempju, fit-triq tas-siġġieli, anke fit-triq tas-srinna, fejn kien hemm pipe duct, kien hemm cables, u kien wieħed in-number, dak ġie akkomodat fil-bankina. Ġifieri fil-metru 1.2 meters bankina, dak ġie akkomodat hemmhekk. Fit-triq ta' minn ħar ormi għal-ħalluqa hemmhekk hemm l-istess, hemm cables li ġew fis-service road, hemm parti service road minn ħalfarruġ lejn. Lejn ħalluqa u anka hemm ukoll sistema ta' pipe ducts f'dik l-area.
Jiġifieri x'kien il-kriterju fejn sar service duct u fejn saru l-pipijiet? Inti qed fejn kien hemm sa cable wieħed għalejthom il-pipijiet don.
Le, cable wieħed għaddejn neħ mill-bankina.
Mill-bankina. Fejn il-bankina ma hemmx kalber minn ġo pipe għaddejn maġa.
Le, għaddej mill-dum fil-bankina.
Għazġo pipe,
ma jistax jgħaddi f'pipe imħabba l-kwistjoni ta' sħana, tal-kejbel, eccetera, eccetera.
Kiri, ferti tgħid għaddej mill-bankina lejjat taħt il-bankina.
Lejjat taħt il-bankina.
Mela għandek sistema għandek kejbel wieħed li huwa lejjat taħt il-bankina. Bad għandek sistema oħra fejn għaddejja through the pipes, sit pipijiet jew erba' nafx.
Eh, dak huma tal-Malta komu melita ħafna drabi, għax dan jgħadulek fiber optic li huwa żgħir.
Meta m'hemmx cables tal-Enemalta f'każ bħalda allura.
Meta m'hemmx cables tal-Enemalta.
Mat fejn hemm il-cables aktar minn wieħed tal-Enemalta għamiltu service.
Hemm sistema ta' service.
Issa, ankom it-tulijiet tagħhom dawnha?
Bħala tulijiet għandna u għandna wkoll l-asbil drawings ta' dawn fejn qegħdin ukoll.
Serna ġifieri, tistenna kemm kien hemm tul fejn għaddejtu service ta' kemm hemm tul fejn għaddejtuhom lejn service. Ġumna darba oħra forsi. Kemm hemm tul fejn għaddejtuhom minn taħt il-pavement taħt il-service road u kemm hemm fejn għaddejtuhom minn ġo pipijiet. So, looking at the dinner,
Professor, he wants, Honorable Bahaja wants to know the length of common service duct and the length of duct routes that we've carried out in the different lots. I don't think you know that.
I don't know that, but we have, I believe we have the finish of the last time. I thought it's about the service.
Can you please? Can you
switch on the mic, please?
Switch on the mic and your name.
My name is Sima, Dr. Sima, and the length of the service culvert and the various stretches in the various lots, I believe, have been presented last time, if I'm not mistaken. I was of the opinion to present. I'm not in the position to tell you now the exact lengths, but I will find out.
Okay. What I asked for, Dr. Sima, is that we'll be given the length of the service duct.
Yes.
The length of the pipe work through which the when the cables pass the pipe work, that length, and the length of the road, of the pavement, when the cables were laid underneath the surface, not through pipes. You've got two different systems, right? The length of each system.
Okay.
Mario, but I believe when you, if you go, we are going, and some information which was requested concerns the services which were known at tendering stage and then what we effectively carried out. I don't know whether you can extrapolate information about duct routes from that information which you have there. Mario.
It's a bit complicated. Yeah, it's complicated because there's a whole section in the notes and there's a lot of listeners who have a pipe.
Let's present it. Però sejna wkoll għad-darba għal-qasis għasej ġoffajt oħrajn.
Dik l-ewwel
biċċa.
Mario, aqbad fuq tas-servizzi, x'kien magħruf at-tendering u what effectively we carried out u ispjegra xej mod komprehensiv x'ġara.
Mela, kif spjegajna wkoll aħħar darba, l-ewwel biċċa xogħol bdejna kien konsultazzjoni ma' servizzi biex naraw dawn x'infrastruttura għandhom u x'infrastruttura għandhom bżonn. Din l-informazzjoni ġbarnija aħna għadejn mill-planning process kollu. Ma' tender inħarġet lista ta' existing services who propose services per lot biex it-temmin ekkwenti tenderja kun jaf xogħol ta' servizzi għandu hemmhekk. Wow, għek għet nipprezenta l-lista jiġifieri jinkludu il-Water Services Corporation, xogħlijiet ta' drenaġġ, Malticom Infrastructure, Melita PLC Services, kif ukoll Enemalta Infrastructure.
Ġifieri, dik kienet parti mit-tender document?
Parti mit-tender document.
Ġifieri, li kwota għalija kontratturi?
Dik kienu formati xogħol se jsir.
Kien parti mit-tender, il-tender jew għalija wkoll ġifieri, jien ta' meta ngħidu kam għamlu kontrat belli mhux ta' kemm, kien jinkludi dawk ta' utilities ukoll.
Kien hemm bill of quantities separata għax-xogħol tal-utilities.
Alright, imma meta nhar ngħidu kemm stmaw kull lot tinkludi għal utilities.
Kolla qed nippreżenta lot by lot kif effettivament saru xogħlijiet, jiġifieri għandek lot 1 għandek x-xogħlijiet tal-Enemalta, kien hemm cables li kienu hemm, kien hemm żewġ cables li ġew ix-xiftijat, pereżempju lot 1 ta' lejja għal Calvert, kien hemm xogħlijiet tal-Malticom li reġgħu saru, pipijiet tal-Water Services li dan kif nsejnihom sparaw u kellna bil-forsi nbidlu. Dawn huma basikament ix-xogħlijiet kollha lot ġaraw x'ma ġarax.
Dik il-lista tvarja mill-oħra allura.
Dik il-lista hemm partijiet li huma jaqblu magħha, hemm partijiet li żdiedu max-xogħol jew nbidlu max-xogħol.
Ġieli kellek każijiet Mario spjega ftit inti fejn fit-tender kellek pipe ta' diametru mod u effettivament jista' jkun inbidel.
Jew ċkien jew kibel. Taħna trabbi iktar kibel.
Pajp diametru mod ċifieri.
Per eżempju, flot 2, il-Water Services pala wieħed mill-pjan tagħha riedet nitel ilma mill-ġibjum tal-fiddin mill-imtarfa bypass jibqa' nieżel ħażebuk ċifieri. U kienet indikatilna pajp ta' 250. Dan il-pipe spiċċa sar ta' 300, jiġifieri kien hemm dik il-bdil hemmhekk dan. Kien hemm pipijiet li kienu tal 400 u ġew ta' 300. Kien hemm xogħlijiet li żdiedu iktar bħan-numru ta' crossings biex jaqsam triq, kien hemm xogħol ta' drenaġġ. Ħdejn id-Dorotej li ma kienx indikat u għallu nisma' mek ridu nranġaw rising main għax hemm pompa, jiġifieri dawn xogħlijiet bħal dawn li daw jiqalgħu matul xogħlijiet.
Imma jaftakart hekk ħa darba jinfemt li water services il-pipe jitprovdu għamuma. Jibidlu daqs ta' pipe. Dispejas kħal.
Jibidillek il-trinka, jibidillek il-backfill taħħa.
Pero Mario, spiega il-rata. Rata kienet li, normalment, jek nifakar sew mit-tender, you collect the pipe and lay. Issa, ma nafx Mario, hemm varjazzjoni fil-ammont jek il-diametru tal-pipe jinbidel. Ġifieri jekk inti tqiegħed pipe tal-250. Ir-rata hija l-istess għal meta tqiegħed pipe tal-300, tal-400 jew tinbidel.
Jiżdiedlek fit-trenching, jiġifieri titwassa kemm iktar it-trinka, jiżdiedlek id-dept kemm trid tinżel l-isfel, it-transport jiġifieri dawn jiġu bundles, jiġifieri kemm id-darba minflok jagħmel vjaġġ wieħed jagħmel iktar minn vjaġġ wieħed, jiġifieri dawn l-affarijiet li bdew jara.
Ġifieri effettivament dik tgħidna l-aħħar darba li utilities ma tkunx informazzjoni korretta qabel ma beda x-xogħol.
Sawna l-informazzjoni li kellhom għadda stejġu.
Li ma kienx korrett.
Li ma kienx ħafna.
Jiena nixtieq nippreċiża xi ħaġa hawnhekk għax anke kif kien rappurtat fil-press, aħna tajna basically ħames raġunijiet għalfejn kellna l-overruns, jiġifieri jekk nifakarhom minn memorja, kellek il-Common Service Tax, kellek il-servizzi il-ġodda, kellek is-service road, kellek il-retaining wall u kellek id-dumping charges. Minn daw kollha li semmejna, forsi għax il-press l-iktar li forsi wieħed jifhem il-lejmen, l-iktar li rapportat kienet is-servizzi. Is-servizzi kien naħseb jiena 20% tal-kawża tal-overruns. Jiġifieri ma nofokawx totalment fuq is-servizzi u il- minn dan il-20% il-varjazzjoni ma kienx kollha għax kellna informazzjoni skorretta. Jiġri kollok ċirkostanzi li ma jkunx magħrufin li ssibhom u l-post, jiġri ma kellhomx l-informazzjoni umma etend biex ituna direzzjoni tajba. Ġili kena bidlu vera, kif fil rapportajna l-naħħar darba, bidlu mal-korsa ta' xogħlijiet, pero ma nistawx, mhux qed m'għandna l-ebda intenzjoni li jisma' nippruħaw niskolpaw lejdieti biex ngħidwa huma servizzi. Is-servizzi kienu parti 20% tal-kawża tal-over.
Lej naħseb jina għana il-midja rapporta tis-servizzi għu għom biskellimna. Ma fi xiex biex nitkellmu fuq affarijiet l-oħrajn li kkawżaw l-over, ma wasalniex għalihom għandna biss naħseb.
Jien jidher li tkellimna fuq affarijiet oħra. Ngħid mill-issue tad-dumping charges naħseb m'għandniex fejn għalfejn nitilfu ħafna minuti, lan l-issue tad-dumping charges pereżempju hija issue sempliċi u ma tħanx hemm wieħed xiexdar kellek claim għad-dumping charges minħabba tibdil fil-proċeduri tal-waster fejn kienu daħlu fis-seħħ charges ġodda li kienu radikalment ħafna iktar qola milli dak kien jeżistu meta kien hemm it-tender tendering stage. Dika kienet waħda mill-issues li lejdiet ma refaċ i u talbet direzzjoni mid-Dipartiment tal-Kontratti. Dipartiment tal-Kontratti għalinna li f'ċirkustanzi simili il-variations minħabba dumping charges kienu qegħdin jiġu aċċettati u kellna naċċettaw. Ġifieri naħseb l-issue hija clear cut hija hekk, ma nafx hekk għandx intenzjoni noqogħdu niddiskutu iktar, però sinċerament ma nafx nistgħu niddiskutu fuqha.
U dumping charges?
Ma fir-rigward tad-dumping charges, qed tgħid li jovjament ma l-diskrepanza allura x'hemm wieħed jikkwantifika bejn dak li kien quoted u bejdek li effettivament ġara minħabba il-kambjament fil-regolamenti. Kemm kien jakkawntja għal-over?
Viċin il-miljun. Viċin il-miljun.
Perċentualment kien jiġi?
Jekk qed nitkellmu fuq 4 miljuni over għandej 15 miljun għad 19 miljun, qed nitkellmu fuq 20-25% tal-over.
Fuq il-dumping charges, so naħseb fejna fjena, meta kien introduċjuhom il-gvern snin ilu, daw kien hemm skaletta, ta' kif kellhom jiżdiedu dawk tariffi. U din skaletta naħseb ġiet osservat, ġifieri mhijiex xi ħaġa li ġiet fuqna f'daqqa di, dik kienu bdew minn 30 cents 5 u baqgħu tilgħin il fuq. Ġifieri dinha ma naħsibx li kien xi ħaġa ma kontx nafu bdejja l ħadd jiġri. Forsi ta' minni wieħed jiċċekkja u nax iċċekkjajtux, mid-dumping charges ta' ġew introdotti kien hemm kif ħajżdiedu matul is-snin. U laħqu jiri l-issa u laħqu r-rata massima li kien ħaseb il-gvern li kelli introduċi. Firi di kienet prevista. Naħseb ħert wieħed jiċċekkja ftidi.
Anna meta qed nagħmlu l-istejjem.
Suġġeri lek tara ftit għall-gvern sitta snin u taġi kieri fuqha. Aħna niġbilek jien jekk m'għandek xi.
Jiena sa fejna flin kien hemm data preċiża meta dumping charges ħarġu fis-seħħ. Naħseb li rridu nistabilixxu hija id-data meta daw it-dumping charges ħarġu ġew publicized mill-waster. U naħseb dik għattina indikazzjoni jekk kienx pre-tendering jew post-tendering.
Le, kienu pretendering zgur.
Le, ma nistax tgħidha jiena
b'kull ġewwa kienu ma
nafx tista' tgħidha inti.
Skun nista' ngħidha. Ġifieri le. Jekk daw il-pubblik għamlu l-infern ħafna snin ilu, din mhux ħaġa li għamluha għax qed tagħmlu l-protokoll Italjan it-torroq x'għandux taħseb. Din hija xi ħaġa li l-gvern introduċa ħafna snin ilu, iċ-charges tal-waitser fuq id-dumping, daw ġew b'ammont u kellhom skaletta jitilgħu sa ċertu livell. U fil-fatt leħqu l-massimu livell li kellhom jitqu. Ġifieri li kienet prevista. Issa ma niftakax bl-amment li skaletta kif kienet maħduma. Imma naħseb xi ħadd jista' jivverifika, forsi l-perit llu jista' jivverifika il-waster meta ħarġet oriġinarjament daw iċ-charges kif kellhom jiżdiedu matul is-snin.
Jina I beg to differ, ġifieri, I mean li nil-verifika meta daw il-charges ġew pubblikati. Żgur mhumiex ta' ħafna snin ilu, żgur, ġifieri daw ma xi ħaġa tal-aħħar 4 snin u però m'għandix il-memorja mi ma kontx.
Ma imma terk għandux nilew id-dati meta ġew introdotti, tista' peri tara meta daħlu
dawn il-dumping charges, l-introduzzjoni tal-ferm meta bdiet, ximpa tkellum fuq it-tender u mbagħad allura x'effett tkellhom ukoll fuq il-variations eventwali. U tinforma lill-kumitat accordingly at a later stage. Nistgħu nimxu?
Aha, nistgħu ġus sakemm bad tkellu l-parit ukoll.
Kemm li titagħmel? Ħudu paċenzja, tagħmlu Alla, nistgħu nipproċedu l-onorevoli Buħaġar.
Eħe, u l-parit tal-lu kellu kwalitina. Id-differenza kien ħadmet bej kalver ta' 1.5 meters, 1.8 meters.
Ta' jispjega iktar fidda tal-professor Simar li kien id-direttur.
They want us to explain how we arrived at the difference in the rate between the
1.5 meter
and the 1.8 meter service culvert.
Well, the 1.5 meter culvert was obviously, as you know, the basis of the tender. Part of our initiative was it in our talks with utilities to find the best solution. We thought the best solution was found prior to the tender, but in when the project started, we realized that there is a better solution, and we went for that. Now, what was the better solution? Utilities realized that this 1.5 meter culvert is not walkable. It was covered with slabs, with concrete slabs, which would have to be opened as soon as they need to do any maintenance. That is linked to costs, that is one thing. In the aftermath, second, it would have led to inconvenience in traffic and pedestrians, because since that culvert would need to be opened, all the lengths would have been considerable disturbance on that. Third, this culvert was meant to be built in the pavement, in the pedestrian facilities. In pedestrian facilities, I have normally loads which are to be accommodated of 150 kilonewtons. Now, the culvert, the difference to that culvert which was chosen then, in the end effect, was that this one has more than 400 kilonewtons, so capable to take on much, much heavier loads. Surely that had as a consequence a difference in price, not just from the quantity of concrete, but also due to the reinforcement, the different kind of concrete which was used, and the different method of construction. At that time, nobody had a mold here. Some companies had to even change their vibration dishes in their companies itself. So that was linked with costs, that decision to make it exactly like that. We surely could have discussed all that service culvert issue until now, but then we wouldn't have built that protocol, and it was built in less than a year. Therefore, let me make a remark to that specific problem, because it seems to be important also for the understanding. I have to state that we never had a better relation to utilities than during the works of the protocol when it comes to cooperation. These people were on standby day and night to help and make it happen. The problem was a much different one. The problem was the knowledge where the utilities are, and the problem is a problem which we encounter still now today with other big problems, with other big projects. Sorry. Now, it is not the price of that culvert and the other one. That is what we have in breakdowns, and that is what we can prove, and that is how much it costs. If you have a rotten infrastructure, you have to spend money. Otherwise, you won't get that infrastructure sorted out. Now, there are two different directions we have to look. ADT is in charge of roads in that country, legally. And there's another ministry which is charge of which is in charge of utilities. Up to now, ADT does all the civil works of that other ministry. Just like that. Even if we are not trained, but we upgrade ourselves in that way that we can do that job. Now, to make all that coordination, you have to have a partner on that other coordination level which understands what you are talking about. You understood that very wisely. I remember some 10 years ago when you got us here in the country and you got that expertise. That is the reason why ADT probably is one of the reasons why ADT is where it is now. On the other hand, that other ministry that did not spend that money in expertise and had not, let's say, somebody who trained that job at university and produced people like Mario Elul. They don't have that, unfortunately. And that is the reason and the basis of these discussions. We want to build roads here, and we end up discussing utilities. The roads for us is no problem. It's not really the problem. It's these overruns we have at that stage, which we are discussing just now. That is not really the problem. The overruns you will get any time you start a road project, because a road project is linked with the entire infrastructure. And therefore, that these kind of meetings we will continue to have to explain overruns, surely, at one stage, as long as there is not a commitment, an expertise, and a knowledgeable partner on the other side, because these two things are interlocked. I cannot build a road without an infrastructure underneath in order. And if I have that rotten infrastructure, I have to sort it out. At the moment we are sorting it out, we are not in charge of it. And that is a fiasco. And that is what I want to say. That is not the issue of that culvert which costs so much and the other one which costs so much. It is much deeper. If I have a wall over there, I do not have that wall tendered, let's say the foundation of that wall. As soon as I start excavation, that bloody thing starts falling apart. And I have to reconstruct it. Pardon me? I'm sorry about
continue,
that.
Continue explaining with Larry.
I have to excuse myself, but after 10 years and after 3 years in charge, you get a certain portfolio. But, ladies and gentlemen, here we have to look that that we help each other. That is a general problem here. That is not something which is solved by that specific problem, by the Italian protocol, because there are more projects coming up. And if Malta, if that country wants to absorb all that money, which is negotiated, and wants to build it in time, we have to find a solution, and fast.
But that is understood. I mean, what has been asked is, okay, I mean, there was projected to have a 1.5 meter service duct.
Yes.
And you have explained that 1.8 will involve additional cost.
Yes.
What was asked by this committee was, what is the difference in that cost so that we can make an assessment in terms of... I'm not saying it was an overrun or it was unjustified. You said that it is justified, as you have just explained, but we are asking, okay, what was the difference in the
before
cost?
Before Professor Seymour continues, let me just join in. I'll be speaking in English so that Professor Seymour follows me and he continues on what I'm saying. Professor, I think we should state that even prior to the Italian protocol works, there were some roads where common service ducts were included and their depth was 1.8 meters.
Yes.
So it was not the first time that we used 1.8 meters depth. But although we had used 1.8 meters depth culverts even previously to the Italian protocol works, it was not yet an established procedure. It was not the norm of doing things. One thing that we wish to point out is that among the reasonings that we took on board in our decision to change to 1.8 meter, there was the fact that a 1.5-meter service culvert was always envisaged to be roofed by slabs, Captelli, which the level of finish is never to desirable level. I mean, you never get them totally flush. They don't look that good, and eventually, when you are meant to intervene to remove them and replace them, you never get them right again. And in order to intervene on such culverts, it is also quite costly. It is costly to start removing these very heavy slabs and to put them back. And in order to lay your services in such a culvert, you would need to have your cable laying equipment on the verge with the possible disruption of traffic. So we should not only compare the cost of building the service ducts 1.5 meters with building service ducts which were 1.8 meter depth, but also the savings, the eventual savings which we now have whenever we want to intervene. Because whenever we want to intervene, we now do not need to have the contractor removing the slabs, the contractor putting back the slabs, the contractor reinstating the finish. So it was also a decision to take on board both the level of finish, the disruption of traffic, but also eventual costs of reinstatement.
Just to give you an example about the costs, I take one price example now. We paid for the culvert, the concrete culvert, 130. That is one example. There are some slight variations. Say 130 pounds for the concrete culvert. That is now C25. That is Resica and Plastocrete for strengthening. Then there are R12 steel bars. There's steel mesh in there. For example, the mesh 503 is 34.27 for that specific culvert. Then there's transport and laying, which is £11.80. You have to imagine that 150 culvert was a different issue to transport than the 180 culvert on the truck for transporting that, even in weight, in handling. There is a charge for the equipment of lifting and the cranes on site in the company and outside. That was 1727. Then there is a charge of all the reinforcement, the mesh and the steel bars. Mesh, for example, or the steel bars here, I have is 757, and the other one, 5ST12, is 857. So that totals 285, and I can give you that for each lot separate, the breakdown of prices. Now we surely, not we, but our supervisors, mind you, we had supervisors employed at that time and paid exactly for that job to analyze and to recommend and advise the client, which is here now. We are the clients, we are not the, I have to stress that point. Which recommend now these rates, or we said, which said, listen, I go back, I negotiate with them. Now, it is not up to the client to go into the company overheads and into the fuel costs and into the maintenance costs and what else he has to find the correct building price. That is what Aristoteles did for, or tried to do 2,500 years ago, and he didn't achieve it. And other people after him tried it too. But we were then in the position, after the evaluation of our supervisors, to say, listen, we either take it or we leave it. That was in fact how it was at that time. Now we decided to take that and we build it.
So is it possible for Seymour to have
some sort of bluff quantities per meter run for the 108 for the 1.8 meter culvert and for the 1.5 meter culvert, so that one can compare, you know. Typical. I mean, if there are variations, it doesn't matter.
Let's say 1 meter run. I think I have it even. I know it by heart. That was 101 or 102 for the tendered version. Now, if you want to see the comparison, and the large one, the one who is able to take on these 400 kilonewton loads, that was 230. Now with all that, the typical one.
So it was double the price or more.
And more, yes, exactly.
But is it possible to have this bill of quantities so that we could know? You know?
Yes. We have that.
If I understood you correctly, you said that the 1.5 duct was supposed to be on the pedestrian footway or under in the pedestrian footway.
That was the idea.
That was the idea. The 1.8 now was installed in the middle of the road.
No, but we had areas where we had to install it. There were service roads, for example, in Omi, where that culvert is completely in the road. And we had other parts in the protocol where we had, since we had existing infrastructure underneath, where we had to deviate into the road, and therefore that culvert needed to be constructed like that to take on these loads. There is a law about that. We could not make it cheaper. And just for the complete understanding, the reason why we discussed that previous smaller culvert with the cover slips was again a safety reason. If you have, for example, pedestrians, and that culvert supposed to have been in pedestrian areas, and you have these cover slips, a woman walks there with high heels, she breaks her bones. And more often you remove and you put back these cover slabs as uneven it gets. And this here is a proper civil engineering exact solution to that problem, and it serves for what it's built for.
Yes, sir.
Even though there are these 1.8 meter culverts, they are also in the pedestrian areas, not in the road itself.
Oh, we tried to keep with that 180 in the pedestrian area. So the main intention was, but there were areas in the protocol where we had to put it in the road. I explained it. In Ormiz, for example, we had that culvert completely in the service road. It's completely under the road. There were other areas in the protocol where we had to deviate with that main culvert, with the 180, into the road. Now, If you go into the expense of producing that formwork for such an element, and producing, let's say, the setup of production behind that, you don't change the product within between. You don't go in the pavement with a small one, and you go in the road with a big one. We wouldn't have wanted to do that.
Yes, we wouldn't want to do that, but obviously, the one in the road would have to withstand bigger loading than the one in the
pavement. Exactly. Yes.
But you still designed them the same.
It was not just the question of loading. The loading was one reason, but there were other reasons why we decided to go for that big culvert. Loading was one. The next one was actually that every time we convinced utilities, it was actually a cooperative talk between utilities and us. And we looked at that culvert and said, listen, are you happy with that? You have negotiated that prior to the tender. You wanted that at that time. Is it still that culvert which you want? And then we raised some issues in that, and then utilities said, listen, that is a much better idea. Out of the following reasons. If you have to remove these cover slabs, you have to remove it all over the length. With that culvert, you have just a manhole cover which you open, where you get your cable in via rolls, and you roll it, you put it in the culvert, and that is it. And there's a man underneath who can stand. In that small culvert, you cannot do that.
No, we were not querying the height of the culvert. No. What I'm saying is, because of different loading in the road,
yes,
or in the pedestrian areas,
yes,
different loading, would it have made sense to design it differently, or just
You just did one design for everywhere.
It would have probably come even more expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
It would have probably come even more expensive if we would have designed another mold now for that pedestrian culvert in 180 without the loading, and another mold because there's also thickness in the walls which differs, and reinforcement which is there, which is prefabricated by them. It would have probably end up, we didn't thought about that because we thought it is linked with additional costs, and that was just what we wanted to accept.
So it wasn't checked out?
It was not checked out, because it was rather clear at that time that it would lead to more expenses.
Manash, Mafimtish, what was not checked out?
I was asking regarding the design of the culvert now. If you design a culvert to withstand the loading on a road, it's a certain loading. Obviously, if you put that culvert in a pedestrian area, that loading would be much less. So I asked whether they checked if they were designed differently, not in the sense that the section is different, but the reinforcement, the type of concrete use would be different. Would that have made any difference in price? And I was told it wasn't checked out.
No. For example, Tamil we had to see Madi. Per esempio fejn għandek ta' lejja il-parti ġifir qed nitkellmu mill-most tal-lejn roundabout ta' lejja. Hemmhekk il-soil conditions kienu differenti minn dawk li kellna ħażebbuġ. Għandek per eżempju areas li hemm il-blat hemmhekk kien hemm materjal tafli u materjal ħamrija baskament. Hemmhekk allura id-disin mhux biss kellu to withstand imposed load minn fuq, imma kien rid ukoll jieħu lateral soil pressure ta' iktar minn 1.8. Hawnhekk qed ngħidu sma' veru dak kien walkthrough u kont timxi ġa fih kien id-daw ġewwa l-għoli tiegħu kien 1.8 imma ħafna drabi dan kien madwar l-inqas piet u kien jinżel ħafna drabi aktar iktar fil-font minn piet mill-livell tal-bankina. Jiġifieri tinsewx li kien hemm servizzi oħra jgħidu ħafna drabi jgħaddu minn fuqu u għalhekk kien hemm partijiet li kellna ninżlu iktar mill-isfel. Infatti il-parti ta' lejja pala disin, pala reinforcement ukoll, kien iktar mastis milli dak reinforcement li hemm ħażebbuġ, fernand il-kondizzjonijiet differenti. Kien qed jirritejn jattri u kien hemm ħajt miegħu.
Dak il-punti eżattament, jiġifieri fejn kellkom bżonn tkabbru għax kellu bżonn jwistendi aktar loading, tkabbar.
Ħafna drabi s-fejt reinforcement.
Fejk kienx hemm bżonn dak il-loading koll tħallok kif kien.
Tħallok kif kien flima
s-sejt. Jingħad, f'każ li l-culvert, service culvert sar fit-triq, jew taħt bankina fejn fit-triq, ovvjament hemm trakkijiet enormi minn fuq għal tkun ta' ċertu saħħa. U fil-bankina jgħaddu n-nies, ġifieri m'għandek bżonn dak is-saħħa kollha fil-culvert. Issa inti qed tgħid hawnhekk korrettament tadbiri, fejn soil conditions kienu differenti, varjajtu il-ħadid naħseb u l-konkos użajtu fil-culvert. Imma dim m'għamiltuwiex imbagħad meta kien għaddejjem pedestrian zones biex forsi wieħed se tagħmel ċertu savings għasu għaxuża ħadid
konkos. Ovvjament forsi spjegaw naqrax kien kif ħadem u kif wasalna dan il-culvert. Il-kontrattur kien obbligat fit-tender li jagħmel dan il-każ tal-culvert li jagħmel iktar disin id-dettaljat, jiġifieri kellu jippreżenta calculations u reinforcement ta' kif dan il-culvert ħajħdem f'kull kondizzjoni. Ovvjament il-kondizzjoni tal-lejja tal-imġarr huma differenti minn tal-żewġ. Allura kull wieħed kellu jadotta u jimpruvja fuq dak id-disin. Rigward u għawek ta' lejja kellna infimni il-problema ta' lateral soil pressure, ġifiri dan ta' lejja ma kellniex bejn il-kalvert u triq ma kienemx wisa kbira, ġifiri għawek għandek il-kurduna, il-kalvert jitteza taħt il-kurduna, ġifiri ma tistax tgħid li għandek qed jimxi fuq imma il-load li qed tinpos ma' ġemp il-kurduna bitrat xorta qed tiġi transmessa b'xi mod fis-soil u fis-sabju. U fil-kalvert, ġifieri, il-kalvert hemmhekk li jkun saħtu biżejjed illi jagħti l-qoq li triq ukoll. U hawnhekk għal fejn kien x'ismu għalkemm impost load minn fuq veru. varja, xorta għandek accident il-loading li truck jitla fuq dan il-culvert. Jekk dan li qed jiġu bil-Fort Clifter u bid-ramp 400 metru kejbil li jkun fih minn 6 pulzieri sa 8, dana huwa loading ukoll. Għalhekk dawn ġew konsidrati u hemmhekk ukoll ġew tieħu konsiderazzjoni.
U possibbli wieħed ikun jaf kemm kien it-tul ta' culvert li sar pedestrian areas, pedestrian zones. U tu ta' kalbert li sar fit-triq.
Kien ċekkjaw lek eżatt għax hemm pereżempju ikun hemm każi fejn imħabba kurvi imħabba xi servizzi ora dan kellu jaqla l barra mill-bankina.
U xi timparlaw, għax jekk qed imparlaw fuq affarijiet li ma żar asħaq ma jkun hemm differenzi kbar. Kieru fit-tulijiet ġifieri.
Iktar mistoqsija.
I would like to refer to something that Mr. Professor Seymour said previously. Professor Seymour, I think, rightly stated that the utilities are not really the responsibility of ADT, although at the moment they are undertaking that work themselves, because the utilities don't do them, I mean, unless they need to do them, I understand that. And he also stated something which is more interesting. He said, it's about time utilities start providing specialized persons who understand how the infrastructure underneath the road should be done. Am I correct?
Yes.
And you also said that at the moment these are not available, this type of engineers.
That is my impression.
Your impression is that at the moment in Malta, the utilities don't have the professionals, the engineers, who are capable of doing under the road infrastructure.
The utilities do not have the information about their own infrastructure. The utilities, as we encounter it in the field, in many projects, do not know what is underneath and where it is. If you go in another country, you get a plan, a digitized plan. You measure from that curb, from the top of the curb, 1 meter and 23.5 to the right, and you measure 80.6 or 8 downwards, and you find the top of your pipe or of your cable or of your water supply and what else. Here in Malta, you do not get that information. You do not get the information, despite the fact that most of the utilities are too high. They are to the level you encounter that problem yourself, they are too high. So you have to arrange it. You either have to shift it, you have to renew it if let's say the time frame is expired of the material laid at one time. And these are the problems. These are the everyday and practical problems. Now, before you have not sorted out these problems, you cannot build a road. You have even problems to tender a road, because that is something you cannot tender. You cannot even if you start. We have many projects before where we start making transversal trenches and what else to find out where the various utilities are. That is what we have done, by the way, at the protocol, for example. You might have seen it before we started. There were every 50, every 100 meters transversal sections where roads actually tried to find out where the infrastructure of utilities is buried to get a picture of that. Then don't forget one point, and that was time pressure. Time pressure, I mentioned it earlier on, that project was built in 10 months. If you deduct the rainy days when nobody could work outside, it was exactly 10 months. I can prove that. For 19 kilometers of roads. Now, there were, at various points in that country, the roads were open. The people, the citizens of that country were complaining about inconveniences and what else. But it had to be done. It had to be built. So there was time also of an essence. I don't want to excuse now overruns with time or what. I would be foolish to do so. But I want to make at least a statement that these were all factors which we had to consider at that time as people who were responsible for such projects. And mind you, I said it earlier on, you made a wise decision at one day in 1998, and it proved a good result, I believe. If, on the other hand, that other partner would have had the same service, expertise, commitment, and money to that problem, which they obviously have. I'm saying not that they do not have the expertise, but the question is of how they use their expertise to come up with similar results. That at least when I have a question, when I ask for a cooperation, that I have somebody who is on the same level and can give me the same precise answer like I can give him when it comes to roads. Then cooperation starts. Coordination starts. Then I can coordinate with somebody. The cooperation started on that level. And I was very thankful and I was very pleased to see utilities working with us in that manner. On a 24-hour basis, on a matter of picking up the phone call and being on standby to make exactly that project here happen. That was cooperation. But coordination is something different. Coordinating I can only when I can look somebody in the eyes. And he's on the same level in his field like we are here at ADT. Then we talk.
So, as a professional, receiver, what's your suggestion regarding this problem of coordination of services?
There has to be done something very fast. There has to be responsibility first for their infrastructure. At the moment, we are handling that utility problem.
jekk titlob xi nimma is-suġġerimenti x nistgħu nagħmlu, naħseb Peritellu li jista' jgħidlek li diġà qegħdin nagħmlu, Mario, tista' tgħidlu inti x'inhu l-koordinazzjoni kif imxiet il-quddiem anke minħabba din l-esperjenza mit-toroq tal-protokoll Taljan għal attenders qed noħorġu bħalissa. Soluzzjoni ġifieri.
Professor Sima, però mhux qiegħed jgħid x'jista' jagħmel l-ADT u qed jgħid x'jista' jagħmlu utilities qed nifhem tajjeb.
X'jistgħu nagħmlu flimkien ma jistgħux jagħmlu utilities waħedhom.
Dilemma, u qed jirriferi għall-utilities, għax huwa qed jgħid qed tajjeb jien qed jgħid isma'. Aħna bħala roads.
I suggest that you speak up in Mr. Professor Sima, or exactly I understand what you're talking about.
This is said.
Okay. If I understood Professor Sima correctly, he was saying what the utilities should do to be able to coordinate better their work with ADT regarding building of roads. Not so much as what ADT can do, because what ADT can do, according to what you're saying, they are doing. So
everything and more. More than that. Because we are tendering in the meantime infrastructure which does not belong to the road and carrying out the civil works. To build such a service culvert, that is not really the issue of the road there.
Illum anka pa responsabilitajiet jista' jkun inbidlu ftit anka tal-professor u ta' Mario, ġifieri u forsi mhux qed isegwi għal kollox illum il-ġurnata Mario kif qed jaħdem u mal-utilities minħabba il-responsabilità partikolari għandu bħalissa. Allura nixtieq li Peritellu jgħid illum kif imxejna quddiem f'din il-koordinazzjoni. Le nixtieq li toħroġ jiena.
You know, I would like to suggest again. The minister, if I understood you correctly, you are saying that there has been a level, at least, of coordination with the utilities. But the point raised by Professor Seymour is that the utilities do not have the necessary expertise to tackle the problems that you meet eventually when you are road constructing, and eventually you have to solve their problems, if I understood you correctly, more or less, until now. The minister is saying that there has been a level of coordination.
There is no question about that. A level of coordination and a level of cooperation.
On both sides, yeah?
Very much so.
Professor, I am saying that this cooperation now, also because of the experience we've had, also because it is not... we do not like experiencing overruns, even though we feel that whatever we've experienced overruns, they were totally justifiable. We would like to keep on minimizing them as much as possible in the future. And in fact, in certain tenders which we've been preparing for EU-funded roads in the future, I mean, we are probably taking longer exactly because of these issues. And I would like Mario and Lou to highlight these differences.
Basically, in the Italian protocol, the utilities have been requested to indicate on plans, on our plans or their existing site plans. Sometimes you had just a mark, a line on a site plan saying this is a 350 millimeter pipe, where are the sluice valves and so on. From there, we're moving a step ahead also with utilities. We're taking longer. However, I mean, everyone needs his time to prepare his plans and so on. We're investigating in detail before the issuing of the tender the existing location. In fact, we have issued a tender, and next week we'll start works on Marsascala bypass to trench every 100 or 200 meters to identify the location of these utilities. We have plotted all the utilities again on plans, and we have given the utilities our proposed layouts with the plan, with our proposals on it, so that they can mark and detail the location where they need the interventions and so on. Even we are requesting from them standard drawings, standard details of how manholes, of how culverts, how they want it. On that aspect, this is being tackled into a separate lot in the tender document. There will be two lots. One lot will be for the roadworks and the shifting of the existing utilities, which are affected due to roadworks. And the second lot would be the renewal or new services of these utilities. Obviously now, water services and then Malta. Because Maltacom is a private entity, and we cannot go through the contracting department of contracts to contract works by Maltacom. Basically, we are more in detail, and we're also drafting an agreement so that we reach an agreement before tendering with the utilities, this part, which part is the utilities and which part is the ATT.
If I understood you right, in the Marsascala bypass, going to the trench is 100 meters, mm-hmm. 400 meters, to try to locate the utilities. Who's paying for these?
ADT is paying for it.
Isn't really the utilities be paying for this because it's their infrastructure?
The work is being done.
It's an ADT tender.
The government utilities.
The trenching is needed. The trenching is needed in order to properly plan for an ADT tender. So it is an ADT expense.
No, but it's needed because the utilities don't have proper plans before they've got infrastructure underneath the road.
Yes, but it's an ADT instigated tender.
So if you find a Maltacom cable?
Maltacom is not that of a problem because Maltacom, their system is in duct, and there had to be a shift in, a change in level of the road to have problems with them.
So you would say Maltacom have very good information regarding
that? Yes, Maltacom has very good information. And Malta have their system plotted on GIS. However, the depth is not given because of various changes of system. They have as built drawings, manually drawn drawings. However, I mean, you need to check that because it isn't 100% reliable because of overlays, road works, other trenches by other utilities. Therefore, we have to check that as well.
Any additions? Sorry.
It's been about an hour hearing about these culverts 1.5 and 1.8, and from a layman's point of view, I have maybe small questions. The 1.8 meter culvert, the prices that you are getting, that you are obtaining at the moment, how do they compare?
The 1.5 meter or yes, 1.5 meter was 102 Maltese lire, and the 1.8 meter was 230. As one example, there was another one which was 235.
See, that's not the question. He's telling you with the tenders that you're obtaining at the moment. Tendering, and we received the tender.
The prices at the moment.
How do they compare?
Somewhere in a range, I believe.
Are they comparable?
It's 150, something like that.
150, 165. Do you share it without this slab?
You share it without the slab?
Without the roof.
It's 150. Included everything.
Without the roofing, it's 160 or
150, 160.
Now, I mean, would you say that therefore there has been an overrun of £80 per meter, or less than that?
Less than that.
No. When you compare
the price quoted by the tenderers of, for example, lot 2 and lot 3. The cost for the channel, lot 3 is not clear, but the cost is 143 for lot 2A and 149, if I remember correctly, for lot 3.
But without the roofing?
Without the roof.
I mean, how much the
roofing? Which is less than what you pay?
The roofing, basically, it could be something the same range, 15 to 20 pounds per square meter.
Therefore, the 140 plus 15 would be in the range of 155
per linear meter.
The difference of 80.
So, as a supplementary question, sort of, the prices that you are going to pay at the moment from the protocol, would you term them as reasonable or expensive?
When you consider the price, the tenders are quoting for this, I mean, it is fair and reasonable.
Because after all, here we're in the public accounts. We're not a technical board of pipes and meters and these. That we're interested if the money spent is well spent or not, or if you've spent the money for the same quotations having the same jobs. As I understand it, am I understanding correctly that the money extra that has been spent is because when you were working, you found more items that you had to do, and you've improved on what you had planned?
If I understood correctly, Mario, I mean, for this just to do some progress, I mean, the 180 at the time of the Italian protocol cost you about 230 per linear meter. Mm-hmm. Now you are getting quotations of total £155 per linear meter for the 180. That means that there has been more or less an overrun of £80 per meter.
There were no molds to mold such a culvert. I remember that molds had to be imported here to the country to come up with such a program.
That's why I'm asking Professor Sima, because we are saying there has been an overrun.
Yes.
From the quotations that you gave us, it indicates almost a £75 to £80 overrun. Yes. But now you're saying no, because that overrun is justified. It's justified for several reasons.
We didn't have that profile. For example, Burmerat, where a similar culvert was built. In Burmerat, that culvert was made with brickworks. And the length of that culvert and the time related to it to build it
that was out of question for that protocol, because people went already through a lot of inconveniences at Iklin and Pomerad, and we did not want to make the same mistake again. So if we were in a position to change from 150 to 180, we had to do it in a way, in a reasonable way, which did not halt that project and caused insult to injury to the people here. Now, these ones, the contractors, the other side, they did not have these molds at that time. I remember that there were contractors who had to import them. They might have even changed their vibration tables and waters to come up with the proper consistency of the profiles.
Yes, but isn't that a one-time expense? The molds, I mean, and the vibrating tables.
Might be, but that is not. I cannot go to a contractor and say, listen, in 2 years' time, you give me that culvert for 150, and which I didn't know at that time. I knew that price. That price was evaluated by a paid supervisor from us who made all these breakdowns, and he said, listen, at that stage. That is what is on the market, and that is what you will have to pay for it. And then there was a decision, do we take it or do we leave it?
So, to just recapitulate, I won't go into this anymore. What you got at £235 per linear meter at the time, now you're getting at £150 or £160 per linear meter.
Yes.
A saving of about £80.
Ara, biex nkunu korrett naħseb l-aħjar, għax m'għandniex informazzjoni hawnhekk. L-aħjar darba li jmiss nbagħtukom din l-informazzjoni bir-rati kif kienu f'tenders oħrajn, ħalli wieħed ikun jista' jqabbel imqablin ma tissa.
On the same subject.
We're still on ducting.
On ducting, yes. The table you gave us, Mario. There are very big differences in the prices quoted in lot 1, lot 2 and lot 3. In lot 1, the 1.8 meter culvert cost, I think, £230 per linear meter. In lot 2, £243 per linear meter, which is about half the price, and £235 for lot 3. What's the explanation for that?
Basically, I mean, as we said last time, the three contracts have been awarded at three different rates. In lot 2, the system adopted by the contractor and also approved by the supervisor, therefore, which means the stretch from from Midland roundabout, CG roundabout, up to the Dorothy, the culvert has been placed upside down, therefore it's U down, therefore the works involved were only the foundation slab and the length of the duct. In lot 3, the contractor, with the approval of the supervisor, adopted a system of U-shaped upstand with a slab, and therefore the cost, the additional cost, basically when 140, 150 to 230, is the slabbing off, concreting, and also reinforcement.
But if these two systems were both acceptable to ADT, what was in the cheapest system used for all lots?
That 143 system that was adjudicated a year later or 9 months later, I believe.
It couldn't have been. No. It took 10 months to build. It could have been
No. That was later. If you look that culvert you are referring to, the 230 was the first adjudication we made. And then came the next one in December or January, where that other one came for that one you are referring to.
Yeah, but then the third one came to 3.5.
Pardon?
The third one. Lot 3 came to 3.5 again.
Third one is 3.5.
But the one 4.5 also, that was the one of Integral, if I remember well. He might have had the other setup in the company, because he made... On that lot, he had the stormwater also in concrete.
But let's address the sequence. I understand. Lot 1 was the first one.
Yes.
That was enough experience at 2-3. Lot 2, which came later, at a later stage, and with all the knowledge, came at 143. lot 3 then, which came later after lot 2, I presume, came at 235 the cost. If I understood Mr. Bahaja correctly, he's asking why is it that at lot 3 wasn't at the same rate of 143? That's what the question.
Mario, il perit li qed jirrispondi bħalissa huwa l-perit Robert Zerafa, però minħabba xi ċirkustanza tal-familja ma setax jattendi qal li kellu jattendi tard imma għadu ma ġiex. Għax daw anke jiena provajt nifhomhom jiena wkoll. U hemm raġunijiet minħabba l-istruttura partikolari, ġifieri għandek culverts u culverts, ġifieri għalkemm qed nitkellmu fuq culverts ta' 1.8 meter depth. Għandek uħut li għandhom reinforcement iktar u għandek uħut li għandhom additives iktar għandek daw l-affarijiet u il-reinforcement u l-additives il-deċizjoni li t-tiġet li jintużaw u ma partikolarment minħabba il-ċirkustanzi partikolari fejt edu daw il-culverts. Ġifieri, per eżempju, il-safejna fien, Mario. Il-ammont ta' ħarit li daħal fuħut minnhom żied ir-rata per meter ran fuq il-ħadit f'30 pounds b'40 lira per meter ran. Ġifieri għandna dawn l-ispjegazzjonijiet. Jekk forsi il-risposti tagħna llum mhumiex komprensivi biżejjed kapaċi noħorġu comparative study anke ta' WJ.
Biex nagħmel mistoqsija li tal-ejmen. Għadin nitkellmu fuq 1.8 u 1 meter width, it-tlieta li huma fil-daw. Ġifieri, għalej minn qed insaqsi, ma 1.8 1 meter wisa. U 1.8 1 meter wisa fit-triq, 1.8 1 meter wisa fit-triq oħra. U fit-tielet triq mhux l-istess 1.8 1 meter wisa, ma naħsax reinforcement u l-aħjar.
Il-rati bażiċ tal-kontrattur ġifieri dawk li tkun ħadthom bih meta għoldejt it-tender huma differenti fit-tlieta, ġifieri tirrispekti anke dak, ġifieri jekk inti għandek rata ta' kontrattur tal-ħadit hija differenti mill-ieħor, tirrispetta ġifieri anke jekk ieħor.
Ġifieri li qed jitpassar, inti kollok rata tal-konkos u rata tal-reinforcement. U meta inti tmur għall-item as standard u għall-item as built, trid testrapola minn fuq dawk ir-rati. Ġifieri trid titlaq minn hemmhekk.
Iwa, agreed, imma jekk kontrattur jekk tinterpret kontrattur ikun ħadem bil-143 u li ħar ħajħdem bil-235. Qed tgħidu li minn ħadem bil-143 allura fallaq differenza bħalli. Ma nafx
ma naħsibx li għandhom raġun.
Ma ħejja huma numru ta' fatturi mhux fatturijiet, ġifieri għandek
ħanejlek għax kont kontraġun.
Sum paċenza
ħanniċċaraw
biex nieħed jiċċara dan il-punt, qed intalb tiċċaraw dan il-punt għax l-overrun aw l-overhead li jkollu l-kontrattur m'għandix tkun il-konsiderazzjoni tal-ADT as far as I'm aware, l-ADT trid is-servizz.
Ma nix nitkellmu fuq overhead, qed nitkellmu. Isma, inti meta għandek section, box section ta' 1.5 by 1.5, jew 1.5 by 1 għax kemm kien. U qed mura l-oħra, l-ewwel ħaġa tgħid isma, hemm cross sectional area, kif imbidlet? U mala toħroġ allura kemm per meter ran żidlek il-konkos. Allura mill-ewwel toħroġ il-variation fuq l-ammont tal-konkos. Jekk ma kellekx ħadid fil- ma nafx kellekx ħadid jew kellek ftit ħadid fis-section oriġinali, però x'imkien ieħor aktar xi kollok rata ta' ħadid. U jekk kellek ħadid ġdid li użajt fis-section il-ġdida, taqbad dak ir-rata li għandu dak il-kuntrattur partikolari f'dik it-tender partikolari u iżżid ilu. Jista' jkollok xi affarijiet oħrajn li ma kellekx rati għalihom, pereżempju it-transportation charges. Ma nafx kien xi hemm jiena jew kif testrapola fuq transportation charges, però titestrapola fuq items li għandek fuq it-tender partikolari. Però il-culverts ma kinux identiċi totalment mill-lot għall-ieħor minħabba kondizzjonijiet partikolari ġieli kellek varjazzjoni reinforcement. Reinforcement additives o ma nafx forsi xi affarijiet.
Can I just say something one word, if you don't mind? Ara forsi anke l-miriam jismu għadi. Lot 1, meta kienu 1.5 meters all in, il-prezz tal-kalvert kien 101 pounds per linear meter. Lot 2, meta kienu 1.5 meters all in, kien 101 pounds per linear meter. Lot 3, meta kien 1.5 meters all in, kien 114 linear meter. Issa ġara, libni għoma 1.8. Tal-lot 1, min 101 ġew 230, iktar minn irdupjaw. Tal-lot 2, min 101 ġew 143, li hija raġonevoli. Min tal-lot 3, min 114 ġew 235, aktar minn irdupjaw. Ġifieri, mhijiex kustjoni ta' rati differenti, għax ir-rati għall-ewwel kalvert kienu jirriżultaw fl-istess unit rate pratikament 101. Issa, ir-raġuni vera naħseb hija dik li semma l-ewwel. Liħor, għamel pedament tal-konkus slab tlar, tu li għamla bil-kontra biex il-iħtal juġit fuq, ma mill-slab, u da ifranka għax għamelek design lira. Di l-argument kol, l-argument għana kien isma, jekk kull ma bil-flip t-sekxar sal-lis fil-ifranka design lira, bħas ta' xar kullim kien da, u għan ifranka design lira kullim kien, u da għamel għet t-tħaddi fuq kilometri t-war ta' ta' mitja, skin jedi ġiġu ħafna flusu. Da l-argument kollu.
Għawel, għamxie peri, għawel peri zerafa jistajersa fuq il-mejda għalli jispieganna dan il-punt u nifuwa għalli.
Yes, one yes, remark. Lot 1 and lot 3 and lot 2. We have to distinguish here where we have prices for. For lot 2 we didn't have a culvert. It was Fasolotta. For 2A. 2A. 2A and that was adjudicated in a later stage. We have it for lot 1, we have it for lot 3. At the first adjudication, the second adjudication was in December, where we adjudicated 2A, where you have that price, and that makes a difference. And I would like to have that stated. We had at the first adjudication 230 and 235 for the culverts we wanted to build at the protocol. And at lot 2, there was no culvert. And at 2A, which was adjudicated, if I'm not mistaken, to Integra in December, that was 4 or 5 months later, we had that price of 143. So how that price might have arisen, I don't know. Maybe they bought the molds from each other. Maybe he has calculated his overheads or his profit in something else. I do not know that. I could have now the obligation to go into the company and ask you about the calculation for that, surely.
Yes. Professor Seymour, but is it correct to state that in the case of 2A, the U sections were placed upside down, let's say, whilst in lot 1 and lot 3, they were placed you and then roofed over. Is that correct?
Ċari, fil-lot 1,
hoppa ċen zero minn ħajja rispondi, fil-kas, ma s-sizzjon il-mikrofon,
Robert Zerafa, perit l-EDT. Li jett korret, ma jidir li jett il-lot 1 u l-lot 3 kienu poġġin l-istess, il-lot 2 u Skużani, forsi n-te kazina l-ek deli għan għalli. Lot 1 u l-lot 2 t-poġġew, s-sens biex nejdu rasu, eżat, upside down. Fil-kasta lot 3 t-jiet, s-sens ta' jgħu kienem il-pre-kast lim. L-għorrejt, le, mux għet n-dissimu bej ta' jgħu l-ħazin. Jgħu forsi kienem ċaġu ħra li ma nafx jekk semmiex professor Seymour.
Ma tispjegax id-differenza fil-prezzijiet jekk il-lot 1 u l-lot 2 kienu qegħdin il-ju bil-maqlub ħa ngħidu hekk bil-konkostat it-tnejn, għaliex hemm id-diskrepanza allura fil-prezz.
Okay, I'll answer in English because I think Professor Seymour, when I came, he was speaking about this. First of all, it was Lot 1 who came up with the first prize. That was, I think, in August 2004. The contractor Lot 2 came up with the prize he had for the culvert, for the biggest culvert, in January or February 2005. One factor which may have, because I think Professor Seymour, he was arguing that yes, this will it will depend on the way the contractors priced their breakdown and whether they calculate the breakdown prices. But in the case of Lot 2, for example, there was an instance where the contractor proposed a change in the stormwater culvert system, whereby there was a 900 millimeter diameter PVC pipe. He proposed it to change it into a precast concrete culvert too. In this way, he was using a similar construction product like the precast concrete service duct. We accepted it because there was even a cost saving, and it had similar performances to the PVC pipe, and this may have reflected in the difference, or part of the difference in the price. I don't know if Professor Seymour went into this before.
Another reason why these culverts once were upside down, as you call it, was of the groundwater conditions. You have to put these culverts, you have to dig a trench. Now that trench is more than 2 meters, 220, because you have to put the foundations. Now in that depth, you had in parts water coming like that, which was hardly controllable. So you had to think about, you know, a solution, because it was not only you couldn't just pump that away, and you had to put your foundation, and that culvert upside down helped with that. We could use a different foundation for that. Huh? There were also technical reasons for that. It was not just that somebody had the idea to put it like that. There were technical reasons for that.
No, Professor Seymour, nobody is arguing that it was done wrongly. Mm. What we are arguing is different in prices for the same work. That's what we are arguing about.
As I told you, if I just give you a hint or an idea. If that one who got the contract from 4 months later bought the molds from the one who prefabricated his elements already, you have already the explanation, or you have a part of your explanation.
Their award. Why wasn't there any question made about the difference
in the price? I mean, because there has been Lot 3. In Lot 3, the prices went up again. And you had the experience of Lot 2, if I understood correctly. Financially, we are talking.
One and 3 were adjudicated first. And one and 3 have a price difference of 5 Maltese lira. And the other one had the price difference of 100. There was 140... something, 48 or 43. And no. That was 4 months later.
But the argument is very different. Because they had already tendered for a culvert, the 3 of them. And their price was very similar for Lot 1 and for Lot 2. It was £101 per linear meter for a culvert, 1.5 meters high.
Exactly.
And for Lot 3, it was 114, which is very similar to 101. There's not such a big difference. What we're doing. So all of the contractors knew what it involved to do this culvert. It's not a question that one didn't know or one didn't have.
I think the reason was given by architect Serafa. In Lot 2, there was the incorporation of 2 culverts, which resulted, Robert, you can explain it again, which resulted in an overall simplification of the work to the contractor, which possibly justified his requesting a lower price. Robert, yes, can you explain it again?
I agree with the simplification because the detail as it was, he could do it first in a common excavation. So he placed the service duct first, and then in the same excavation he backfilled adjacent to the service duct and built the stormwater culvert adjacent to it. And as I said before, he was using he proposed it, and yes, the supervisor and us accepted it, because as I explained before, it had a similar performance, and it was an advantage for him. Yes, I can confirm that, because he was using a similar construction product like the one used for the molds in the precast concrete culvert. It's the same material, and it was a similar construction.
The logic, I think, doesn't follow. Why? Because the question...
Yes, I explained it before, one thing, because it's a common excavation.
The financially, the logic I'm asking, because in the trees, Mr. Bahajar is making a point which I think needs to be clarified. Lot 1, 41.5 meter, Lot 1, Lot 2, and Lot 3, we have similar quotations. No? I mean, 41.5 service duct. Now, the differences arose when there was the quotations for the 1.8 service duct. Therefore, we have the same infrastructure. Okay, but it's bigger, therefore, it involves more.
Yes, probably it was explained before I came. Yes, didn't. Those different reinforcement, different thickness.
Not much for the three of them, there would be different thickness, more reinforcement, because we are getting asking for the same type of service for the same purposes and everything.
The service duct.
I don't understand the technicality of it.
Yes, no, for technical reasons, the supervisors on each lot, the structure of the service duct, it was different. I mean, there were some of them who, made the reinforcement more than others. I mean, for, precast technology, there is cracking issues and all these things. So, yes, they were different. I can confirm that. If you see a drawing of the structure, it was different in lot 1, 2, and 3.
So there were different requirements for each lot. There were different technical requirements for each lot.
Yes, as requested by the independent supervisor, the independent engineer. Yes, there were different requirements because the resulting drawings were different.
Yes. Some needed to take on traffic, some needed to retain walls, and some were considered different because of aggressive environment, particularly where there was the clay conditions.
Can I, maybe you can clarify this next time. Is it possible to obtain a breakdown for per linear meter of the three different culverts, 1.8 meters, so that we know what the difference is? Per linear bill of quantities, costed per linear meter for the three culverts for lot 1, lot 2A and lot 3.
Eliminate the cross debate. I mean, this has been a clear question by Mr. Bahajar, technical clear question, and also which would maybe illuminate the difference in the cost. Shall I ask Mr. Bahajar to rephrase or repeat the question?
Well, you have three lots, 1, 2A, and 3, and in each lot, that is 1.8 meter culvert. What I'm asking for is a costed bill of quantities, standard rates to be. So, per meter run for each different culvert, for lot 1, lot 2A, and lot 3. So that we would know why 1 adds up to 1230, 1235, and 1143. من
میتینگ واج جورنال تال داتا تكون اكثر تال دان هو سوجيت تكنيكال ياسلوتامنت ما نفهم شيء يعني ما نستاو ندنتيفيكاو ليريز تا تال اوفر رانز بيشو كون ناتان اسليست تال ليريز u kon nistgħu nifffukaw fuqhom suġġett biex inkunu iktar speċifiċi u nistgħu nelliminaw wieħed u kon nistgħu jiftieħem iktar jekk xi ħadd jista' jipprovdina.
Tiġà fil-fatt tom fil-bidu tad-diskors tiegħi meta kont qed nikkjarifika li aħna qed nifffukaw iżdejjed fuq it-tortijiet tal-utilities. Jiena elenkajt ħames areas u mbagħad anke dħalt ftit fuq tal-dumping charges. Daħet il-servizzi kaverjajnija. Il-Common Service Duct kaverjajnija mela jifdal il-Service Road, il-Retaining Wall u dumping charges. Jekk jiena ejdu li jekk tal-dumping charges wara li nistabbilixxu dik l-issue ta' meta
l-headings.
Mela nipprovaw nifokaw fuq daw it-tlieta.
Lele, ma jista' jkun hemm oħrajn li.
Hemm oħrajn sekondarji wkoll.
Mela nkellmu
services sa
Services x'iktar.
Services ikkaverjajnihom. Is-services ikkaverjajnihom għax tgħinilkom il-lista x'kien inkluż at tendering stage u x'kien effettivament.
Services.
Il-Common Service Duct naħseb wara li neżawlixxu din il-comparative study u l-components li varjaw, naħseb m'għandix għalfej
naħdu
niddeċidu dak
is-sfin.
Jibqa' dumping charges, jibqa' retaining walls, u jibqa' service road u xi issue sekondarji tipo landscaping affarijiet bħala. Landscaping jiġifieri aħna konna ħadna deċiżjoni li li l-xogħlijiet tal-landscaping żgħu it-toroq jiġu integrati ma' xogħlijiet. Allura numru ta' reservoirs, connection irrigation pipes, etc. li ma kinux inklużi fil-tender oriġinarjament ġew taken on board u daħlu ma' daw ix-xogħlijiet.
Mela daw il-ħames headings għandulu qed naħduhom bħala linja gwida b'mod ġenerali ma jfissirx li jekk jitqandlu xi affarijiet oħra. Ma kunux jistgħu jiġu mistoqsija jew inkella query iktar quddiem. Ma tanqas ikolna linja gwida fejn iridu nimxu u anke għal min ikun qiegħed preżenti n-nies tekniċi jistgħu wkoll allura jifformulaw jiġbru l-informazzjoni neċessarja f'dan ir-rigward. Mela naħseb il-kummissar.
Qed li l-meeting li mhux il-ġimgħa d-dieħla.
Dan il-meeting li mhux il-ġimgħa d-dieħla jkun komunikat iktar ta' meta naraw it-timetable tal-Parlament issa kif ħadd iżvolġi fil-ġimgħa d-ġejjin. Nirringrazzjakom, Sinjur.